Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. Glad to have you along, Mary.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And joining us on the line right now, Virginia State Senator Dick Black, the sponsor of a Sanctuary Cities bill that is making its way through the state legislature right now. It has advanced in the Senate, and here's the thing. If it gets to the governor's desk, the governor has said he's going to veto it. What could be so controversial about this bill? Well, it would make it possible for citizens to sue sanctuary cities if they are the victims of crimes committed by people in this country illegally who had been protected by said sanctuary cities. Good morning to you, Senator. Good to have you on the show.
Well, good morning, Brian and Mary.
Now, did I fairly characterize your legislation?
I think that's about it. Basically, we're saying that if a city sets itself up as a sanctuary city and it deliberately harbors fugitives from justice, then they ought to be liable for the injuries and property damage that are committed by illegal immigrants that they attract to that community. So it doesn't address the issue of illegal immigrants, but simply the results of declarations of sanctuary cities. We've got people like the mayor of Charlottesville, Mike Finer, who said that he intends to declare Charlottesville a capital of the resistance. And one of the things to make Charlottesville a capital of resistance is to make the city a sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. So we've been there before. We had massive resistance to integration that was declared by Governor Harry Byrd, and now we've got this kind of massive resistance to federal immigration law. And my view is, look, if you're going to do it, then you need to pay the victims of the policies that you set up.
Well, here's my question for you, though, and I love this. Because I do believe that these politicians need to be held responsible for decisions that they make on their own to impose their values and on the citizens and rebuke the laws. However, don't taxpayer dollars then go to defend them should they be sued? And won't taxpayer dollars pay out any kind of award? How do we hold them personally responsible? Because they're not going to care if they're not being held responsible.
Well, I think the reason that they're going to care is that there's going to be a dramatic spike up in property taxes to pay for the judgment, because we're talking about very significant liability being imposed on these sanctuary cities. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care what the political leanings of a community, when all of a sudden your property taxes go up maybe 25% in a year, those politicians are going to become mighty unpopular very, very fast.
I see where the governor's spokesman has said that if this bill makes its way to the governor's desk, the governor will veto it. And spokesman Brian Coy is quoted as saying, these bills are an attempt to divide and demonize people. Why are you trying to divide and demonize people there, Senator?
I'm trying to enforce the law, and I'm trying, it's illegal, first of all, in Virginia to set up a sanctuary city, because we're a Dillon rule state. Unless you have authority from the state government, you can't do it. But they're just simply violating the law. Now, I think Ed Gillespie, he's a Republican candidate for governor. He issued a press statement the other day, and he said that our Democrat governor and the Democratic gubernatorial candidates are free to disagree with the federal law, but not to openly defy it. And that's sort of where I am. I understand people having varying views on illegal immigration. But I really dislike the idea of these sanctuary cities where they say, look, if you want to violate the law, we're going to harbor fugitives from justice. And I think if they're going to harbor fugitives from justice, they owe it to the victims of crimes that are committed by those folks and tortious injuries, and they ought to pay up. I mean, the citizens shouldn't be the ones who are left injured without any recourse at all.
Is there any way, though, to, because I keep coming back to them not being held personally responsible for making a personal decision. Is there any way to strip them of taxpayer-funded, for instance, defense in these types of things because they were breaking the law personally? A personal decree that they decided to make violates the law?
I think that's an interesting question because generally, there is legislative immunity, mm-hmm. But I think there may be some question when you have when you've got the mayors of cities and so forth who knowingly and deliberately violate right. federal law, whether they retain that immunity. I'm not, I couldn't tell you with absolute certainty. If I were a lawyer for one of these places, I would say, do not mess with this because you
don't want the trouble that comes with it, right?
You're walking into a landmine field and it's going to blow up on you.
Very, very quickly, chances in the House?
I think the chances are very good. There's a Delegate Poindexter who has a bill that was very much like mine when it first started out. Now we've altered the language which I think makes it much stronger because we say that if they set up a policy that intentionally restricts the enforcement of federal immigration laws with the intent to thwart the execution of federal immigration law, then they're going to be liable for the injuries right. that people suffer.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Virginia State Senator Dick Black, sponsor of one of these sanctuary city bills, now wending its way through the state legislature. Good to have you.
Okay, nice being with you.
It's good to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.